Good morning and welcome to the Football Podcast Extra segment with me, your favourite podcaster, Michael Coxon. Let's have a look at the top stories of the week. So, first up, we have got Samuel Eto'o joins NBA Jam influence Anzi Boomshakalaka. But first, let's have a look at everyone's favourite North London joke team. Now, it's not Tottenham anymore, it's Arsenal. Now, I was going to ask my good friend and fellow podcaster Dan Ferdinand for his opinion, but he's off abseiling with John Beresford and Duke the Dumpster Drosy, so I'm just going to have to go ahead with it myself. Things didn't start off too well this week for Arsenal, with Sami Nasri finally joining Gael Clichy, Cesc Fabregas and worst of all Emmanuel Eboué on their way out of the Emirates Stadium. However, things have perked up a bit. They've achieved their goal, they've got through to the Champions League group stage, beating Udinese in Italy, fair play. And well done on Mr. Wenger for successfully stretching your weakened squad even further over the course of the season. The weekend, they face my beloved Manchester United, a team who have started the season fantastically, if I do say so myself. And to be honest, I think the only thing Wenger can hope for is Fergie gives a run out to the reserves. You know, the likes of Giggs, Park, the De Silvers, Michael Carrick, Darren Fletcher, and last year's top scorer, Dimitar Berbatov. I mean, with fringe players like that, maybe Arsenal would just about stand a chance. Elsewhere in football this week, there's been some great wins in the League Cup, which a lot of people say need rejuvenating. I say, leave it as it is, it's a bit of a laugh. So well done to Rochdale for their victory over QPR. Stuart Hoare, hold back the tears, I'm sure you were one of the 4,000 who bothered to turn up. And everybody's favourite team, MK Dons, with a great win at Carrow Road. I know they were dancing in the streets of Merton on Tuesday night when that took place. But it's been tough in London recently, I'm not going to lie, it's been tough. Luckily, things are going to get a lot better because Joey Barton's moving down here. Just what London's police force needed. Now, Joey's off to QPR, a move that he has made clear he doesn't really want to do. And to be honest, I'm not sure they want him either. But, brilliant player, if he focuses, can do a very good job there. If not, I don't think there was many rights in Shepherd's Bush, so things might liven up there. Looking internationally, there's going to be strikes potentially for the Spanish and Italian leagues, who look like they're going to follow suit of most Premier League teams by not turning up for the first two weekends. But fair play to Wolves, they're one of the few teams that have turned up. Matty Jarvis, I'm sure, has had Simon Head salivating and dreaming of what if he'd stayed at Gillingham. But another story for another time. That's all I've got for you this week. Leave you with this thought. What's the matter, Frank? Not going to be getting any games anymore.